Hey, 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 a few quick questions for you. Firstly, is your health and wellness important to you? Do you want to do something about it? And do you want it to be something that feels easy and fun? If you answered yes in your brain to all of those questions, then exciting news for you. My new program, Radiate and Renew, will be starting in May. It's a 4-week program and it will be focusing on creating 4 new little habits. So each week we'll be focusing on building 1 small habit. Now next week, I will tell you more details, including price and how you can sign up. For now, you can check out the details and you can join the waiting list. I'm so excited about Radiate and Renew. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Positively Healthy Weight Loss with me, Dr. Orlena Kerrick. I am going to show you how to retrain your mind and your body so that you can transform your life and get to healthy, amazing you and really, really enjoy it and have fun being healthy and leading a long and vigorous life. Hello, hello. Welcome to Positively Healthy Weight Loss with me, Dr. Orlena. Today we are talking about why it's not about discipline and how habits and systems are your friends. Okay, so when I talk to people who want to lead a healthy life, to lose weight, to have more energy, to do all the things that I'm talking about, and I ask them, well, so why aren't you doing it right now? And here are some of the answers. I don't have time. My habits are too ingrained. It won't work for me. I don't have any internal motivation. I don't know why I don't do it. I just have this self-doubt that I can't do it. Now, there are lots of different reasons for all of those comments, but the one thing that will wipe all of them away is having a good system, habits, and routines. Now, it's a bit like this. You know, in the first episode, I talked about you are on one side of the chasm doing the things that you don't really want to do, and on the other side of the chasm, healthy eating and living is happening naturally. Why? Because of habits and systems and routines. So, The first place to start really is to think about habits and think about like, what is a habit? Why do we have habits? Now, I always like to think of our brain as not one brain. It's not like we are one person with one brain and the whole thing just works together. There are different parts of our brain and different parts of our brain are saying different things. Now, this isn't very scientific, but the way I like to break it up is our thinking brain and our habit brain, our more subconscious brain. Now, our thinking brain really is like what we think of as ourselves. And it's this bit here, your prefrontal cortex. And the thinking brain does all kinds of amazing things. That's where we're, you know, imagining things and working our brain, essentially. Now, can you imagine having to use this brain to figure everything out? This brain requires an awful lot of energy to run. So can you imagine if every single day when you had to get up and brush your teeth, you would be thinking, okay, let's figure out this whole brushing teeth thing. Okay, I need to Google brushing my teeth. I have to remind myself to brush my teeth. I have to remember, use the toothpaste, put it on the toothbrush. Okay, and now I have to figure out, I have to learn how to do it. And this is what kids do, right? Yeah, they do have to learn to brush their teeth. And as parents, we need to teach them. But once you've been doing it for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, you don't think twice about brushing your teeth. And that is all thanks to your habit brain. Your habit brain is really, really efficient. It's like you have this like little program which goes toothbrush, brush teeth, brush teeth, brush teeth. And it just repeats, 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 repeats. Now, your habit brain is amazing. It's like a double-edged sword. So there are so many benefits of having your habit brain. It gets things done. It is super efficient. You do not have to think about brushing your teeth. You have set this program, brush your teeth, and your habit brain just gets on with it. Now, I say a double-edged sword. Why? Because your habit brain does not care what habit you have. Your habit brain doesn't care whether you have a healthy habit or an unhealthy habit. To your habit brain, it is just habit. It is what you are doing. So say, for example, you decide that you want to give up chocolate on the way back from work. So you're driving home 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you stop at a garage and you buy chocolate. And that's your habit because you want to feel relaxed. You want to feel rewarded. You want to do all of those things. And then your thinking brain thinks, okay, I know, good idea. Let's give up chocolate. It's going to be much better. It's really going to get me to my weight loss goals. So you're doing really well and your habit brain is like, okay, 2 weeks. I can do Dr. Alina's reboot for 2 weeks. It's not a big deal. You get to the garage. Your habit brain is just like, oh, it's chocolate time. Yeah, that's it. So you have to use your thinking brain to understand how you can rewire your habits. Now, you can rewire your habits, but you have to be intentional about it. And you do sometimes have to use a little bit of discipline right at the beginning, but discipline is not going to get you there in the long run. Let's talk about discipline first, and then I'll tell you how to rewire habits. So the thing about discipline is this. Discipline is putting yourself in a situation where you have to make a choice, and you have to make a good choice. So, for example, breakfast. What are you going to have for breakfast? You're going to have healthy. Let's just go with broccoli or cake. Yeah, but it's breakfast time. You're feeling excited about healthy you. You've motivated. You've been listening to Dr. Alina. You're like, okay, I'm going to eat broccoli. I can hear Dr. Alina in my head. I'm going to eat broccoli. Great. Lunchtime, same choice, broccoli or cake. Okay, I'm still feeling motivated. I listened to her this morning, but I can still hear that music that she plays. Okay, it's going to be broccoli again. Now, you've had a hard day, hard afternoon. Work is stressful, driving home is stressful, you walk in the door and the choice is broccoli or cake. You can't even remember where you left the broccoli. How are you going to find the broccoli? The cake is sitting there. You make a choice. Oh my goodness, I'm so tired. I don't care about being healthy. It is cake. Okay, so that is you having to decide. Now, it doesn't matter whether it's today, tomorrow, the next day. At some stage, if you are putting yourself in a situation where you have to choose between healthy and non-healthy, non-healthy is always going to win at some stage. Now, what you do with that is another thing, whether you beat yourself up or whether you just move on. Now, another scenario is this. Okay, breakfast time. You're going to choose between healthy and healthy. You're going to choose between broccoli and cauliflower. Hey, who cares what you choose? It's healthy, right? Lunchtime. You're going to choose between broccoli and cauliflower. Again, it doesn't matter. Dinner time. The choice is broccoli and cauliflower. There is no cake. Now, I'm not saying you can't ever eat cake. What I'm saying is, from a habit point of view, it's not about discipline. It's about setting up your life so that it is easy for you to make healthy choices. Here's an example from my own life. On Sunday, I get up, I go to our local market, and I buy, hey, guess what they sell at the local market? They sell fruit and vegetables. So it is really easy for me to buy fruit and vegetables because that's what they sell. Now, if I went to the supermarket, no doubt I would buy lots of junk food. Well, I've actually trained myself not to buy junk food, but years ago I would have been buying the junk food. I can't buy it at the market. It's not there, so it's really easy for me not to buy it. Here's another example. And I always like to think of this a bit like, you know, those train sets that kids have. So your habit brain is laying down the train track, and you have to think about how you're going to run your day. So I used to go to swimming training. I don't go anymore, actually. But the way this would work is the kids go back to school in the afternoon here in Spain. And so between 3 and 5, they go to school. And I would walk the kids to school. Then I would go to swimming training. And then I would do the whole thing on repeat. And it was easy for me to do because that habit started with taking my kids back to school. Now, of course, I'm going to take my kids back to school. There's no option for them to not go to school. And so I go with my swimming stuff, and then I walk down to the swimming pool. And yes, there were moments that I would think, I don't really want to go swimming. But I was on this train ride, and there was no getting off the train ride. In order to get off the train ride, I would have to really make a big U-turn and go, okay, I'm really, really deciding that I'm not going to do it. It was just far easier for me to go swimming. And, you know, sometimes my swimming trainer would be a bit like, I'd be thinking, okay, I don't want to get in the water. It's cold. But my swimming trainer is standing behind me saying, go and do 8 lengths. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do what she says. It's much easier than saying no. And so I set myself up to do that swimming. And that is basically what you need to do with healthy habits. Now, the other thing to say about habits is that a lot of people mistake what I call an acorn habit for an oak tree habit. So think New Year's resolution. You decide that you are going to walk around the block every single day. And you start building up this habit And then, I don't know, February time, life happens, you forget about it. And then you think, oh my goodness, I'm hopeless, I lack discipline, none of this works. My new habit did not work. No, you didn't have a new habit. You had what I call an acorn habit. It was not a solid habit yet. The solid habit is the thing that you do when life happens. That is your habit. And how do you rewrite that? You just keep doing it. You keep doing it. You keep doing it. You keep doing it. Basically, that's how you rewrite a habit. Now, it is slightly more complicated than that because we want to use our thinking brains. And some really good questions to ask yourself are, how do I make it easy for me to do my new habit? How do I make it difficult for me not to do the thing that I don't want to do? So say, for example, after dinner, what you normally do is you sit down, you watch television, and you eat chocolate. And you want to replace that with going for a walk instead. So the questions to ask yourself are, how do I make it difficult for myself to sit and watch television and eat chocolate? Some ideas, hide the remote control, get rid of the television, stop buying chocolate so that it's not in your house. Like, it has to be something that works for you. How can I make it easy to go for a walk? And again, it has to resonate with you. But some ideas are, put your walking shoes outside. Or for example, here in Spain, we have to take our rubbish out. So, you know, that's the time I'm going to take my rubbish out to the dustbins. And then I'm just going to go and do it a little bit longer. Or arrange to meet a friend so that you've made a commitment to somebody else. If you can't make a commitment to yourself, make a commitment to somebody else. So habits, in a nutshell, are the things, habit systems and routines, are the things that are going to keep you doing it. When you lack motivation, when you don't want to do it, when you think, oh my goodness, when it is automatic, when you are just doing it because it's what you do, it's easy to do. You just do it because that's what you normally do. So habits, systems and routines are a big part of what I teach, and they are so important to creating a healthy life that you love, so that weight loss comes up, so that you lose weight naturally, so that your energy levels go up. So all of it happens. So habits, systems and routines, my friends.